In my race and identity literature class this semester, the professor asked us about a time in our lives when we felt raced, a time when race had influenced how we behaved. It took me a really long time to decide what my answer was, so I decided to ask some of my friends to see what their reactions were.
My name's Joe.
I'm Megan.
I'm Ryan McDermott. I'm white slash Caucasian.
I asked them to tell me about one time in their lives when they felt like their actions were influenced by their race.
Can I think?
I'm not sure offhand.
How about...
Is it bad that I'm not, like, I can't think of anything?
That's tough because I don't think my actions are usually driven by my race.
My name is Amelia Smith. When I was living overseas in Eritrea, there were very few expats in the country, so most people were local, and so they were, like, dark-skinned. If they saw, like, people who looked white, then they would sometimes, like, say things on the street just because, you know, they look different. Or, like, if you were trying to buy things, they would charge more. It sort of made you feel bad for being privileged. I would have felt bad even like associating my experience with the experience of minorities just because historically everyone else has had it like a lot worse and I'm so lucky.
When you're treated a certain way without seemingly any cause, it's like the first thing you're going to think jump to is like the thing that makes you different. My name's Xavier Hubbard. I identify as Black. I like to think that I don't act in a certain way because of my race. I intentionally sometimes act not my race, for example, because there are a lot of stereotypes that come with being a Black male. There's the media thug culture, which is very prevalent, and I feel like when most people see me, that's what they expect to see. And so I know for a long part of my life, I actively rejected all the things that would stereotypically categorize a Black male. Like, I intentionally didn't play basketball. I even didn't like fried chicken or watermelon on principle because those were things that I saw as negative stereotypes affecting me. Instead of being ashamed of the things that made me who I was, I should have embraced them and shown that even if I like watermelon, even if I like fried chicken, these don't define me. I'm far greater than that. I'm much more, and it's your fault for not understanding that.
I'm Sammy Harper. So I've always been in a weird place with race because I like am half Black and half white. So it's been a thing my entire life. In free school, one of my teachers told me that I had to choose and that I should choose Black. And I went home and told my mom, who is white, who's the white half. I was like, "Mommy, I'm Black." And she's like, "No, you are half and half. You don't have to decide. It's you're both." She went into the teacher and was like, "What the fuck did you tell my child?" There's also like every time you take a standardized test, now a lot of them have two races and you can like mark that. But when I was little, up through like 10th and 11th grade, they didn't really have the two race option. So you could say other or you could say Black. So that's an interesting thing that I've like struggled with a lot. Like, which one do I write? Because I am half Black. And if that gets me more things, do I use that as like an opportunity or do I just like let it go and say like I'm other? My parents have always tried to downplay it and like celebrate both sides. They were just like, it shouldn't matter what race you are. Like, just accept it. Just be who you are and you'll be fine.
Through this process, I've still been thinking about my own answer. Like many of my white friends, no particular event comes to mind. But in some ways, I think that's my answer. People don't put me in a box based on my skin color, and I don't have to think about negative stereotypes. On a day-to-day basis, I have no awareness of my own race. And simply not having to think affects my actions. This piece was produced by me, Shantae Stowell. Special thanks to the MIT Terrascope Program for lending me recording equipment, to my professor, Sandy Alexander, and to all the people who took time to talk to me about their thoughts and experiences, on or off tape.